You are at the intersection of wealth, health, and happiness. Welcome to the Wealthy, Wealthy Life. Christina Wise, and welcome to The Wealthy, Wealthy Life, where I interview thought leaders who teach a countercultural approach to money, health, and happiness. Because truth be told, great riches don't matter if you're sick, and optimal health doesn't matter if you're broke. Today, I tackle health wealth with Kay Christopher. Kay is one of only a handful of practitioners in the world officially certified in EFT, or otherwise known as the Emotional Freedom Technique. Her background is in psychotherapy and business coaching for personal success. She's a leading expert in the healing arts and stress management. When she's not practicing, she's educating other psychotherapists around the world, medical doctors, massage therapists, and other healing practitioners in the technique of EFT. We also talk about EFT and how I used it with Kay as one of my healing therapies when I was sick. It was a big part of my protocol. We talk about stress management techniques in these busy times. We broach the importance of personal development from a psychotherapy point of view, meaning the goal is to improve, not just to talk about your problems forever. And we finally delve into the how-tos for achieving inner peace. Enjoy. Kay, it's so much fun for me to have you here in the Wealthy, Wealthy headquarters and to sit down with you again. It's been a while.
It's great to see you again, too.
Well, we're seeing each other on a little bit different terms.
That's true.
I would like to say publicly, I've mentioned this to you many times during our time together, but I want to say publicly, thank you. And you're part of my life-saving team. And you're such, beyond just being such a gifted human being in your art and your practice, your heart, your level of care, what you did for me, how you went above and beyond and just worked out a love. You're part of who saved my life. So I just want to say thank you. And for what you did, it was way beyond just, you know, your professional framework. You care so much. And I wouldn't have made it through my ordeal if it weren't for you.
I'm speechless. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. And I tell the story sometimes. So for everyone listening, some of you, if you've been following me for a while, you know that in 2013, I had a health crisis. And my health crisis was twofold. Number one, I had a physical health crisis where my physical body almost died from heavy metal poisoning. And that's pretty much public knowledge. But I had my health crisis, broke down my body to the place that I had an emotional crisis at the same time, a full breakdown, emotional, psychological break. And it was a rough time. And Kay Christopher, who's here with me today, was one of my therapists. She worked with me. And I sought her out because I was looking at alternative therapies to help me with my anxiety and depression that was so overwhelming during this, you know, this emotional crisis. And I Googled this thing called EFT. And it's the Emotional Freedom Technique. And I read about it as sort of an alternative treatment to help with PTSD. Because in the worst of my experience, I was experiencing horrible memories and more PTSD-related experiences. And so I called Kay. Kay called me back and said, yes, please come in. And we worked together. But what Kay did for me is beyond working together during my darkest moment. I called her late one Sunday evening and she met with me and we probably spent 3 hours together just keeping me holding on, hanging on by a mere thread. And that was probably one of my worst moments and you were there with me. Mm-hmm. So again, thank you. And we did a lot of EFT together during, you know, the year or so that you worked with me. So again, I want to say publicly, thank you. But I would like, you know, I'm such a, just through my own experience, it was through more alternative therapies, more on the physical side, functional medicine, but on the psychological, emotional side as well, that helped me cross to the other side, that moved from that total place of darkness and despair to this place now of just optimal health and happiness. And, you know, I never even thought I could reach this level of fulfillment. And you were part of that journey. But I think so much of it is due to sort of these out of conventional sort of therapies and both, like I said, the physical and emotional side. So I'd love to introduce people, since EFT was such a part, you and the work that we did together through EFT was such a, I believe, such an instrumental part of my improvement and gaining my health back. I'd like to introduce my listeners to this practice as well. Maybe some people have heard about it, but probably most people have not. And you're one of the, one out of the top 28 people in the world that are, have this level of certification in EFT. So I'm sure people are now like, what the hell is EFT? So shut up and let Kay talk. So what is EFT?
Well, I think it's part of a revolution in healthcare. Like you said, functional medicine is a part of it on the physical side. On the emotional side, there have actually been a group of different related methods that have been developed. A lot of them came originally out of the work of George Goodhart, who's a chiropractor, who actually died recently in his 80s. But he was the person who came up with applied kinesiology. And it's kind of the mother, his work is kind of the mother of a lot of the different methods that are out now. And in fact, his work is the root of EFT. He, when he was developing AK, applied kinesiology, was experimenting with what he called at the time BNE, which is tapping on the beginning and end points of acupuncture meridians. And what happened was people got some kind of startling results. There was somebody, one of his students, it was a psychologist, and he had a client. The story is that he had a client named Mary who had a severe lifelong water phobia. And when they tapped on one of the acupuncture points, the phobia just went away and never came back. And that was the beginning of understanding that you could use B and E for emotional things. Callahan, the psychologist who did that, went on to create a body of work called thought field therapy. His student is my teacher, Gary Craig, who's actually by education, a Stanford engineer, not a therapist, not whatever. When Gary saw this work, he redesigned it as an engineer and made it so simple a child can do it. He called it EFT, Emotional Freedom Techniques. And Gary's a kind of spiritual guy, and he knew he could make a lot of money on it, but he prayed about it, and his inner guidance told him to give it away. So he built a website, made a 70-some-odd page manual, gave it away free, and that's EFT. And it's spread all over the world, largely because it's effective. It actually works. And sometimes startlingly so, not always, but many times we get really amazing results, and they can be quite rapid. And so even a lot of vets are going to the VA centers because they found out about it some other way and begging them to please put it into the VA because it actually works. And fortunately, also, Gary Craig from the very beginning was aware of how important research is. So we have very properly done research studies that have been published in peer-reviewed journals that prove its efficacy for a large variety of different kinds of problems.
And why does it work?
The million-dollar question. Mm-hmm. So acupuncture has been around for at least a couple thousand years. And, you know, in the West, we're really big on research. And so scientists were able to find the acupuncture points. But until fairly recently, they couldn't find the actual meridians. So there was this question, if you're tapping on meridians or putting needles in meridians, what are you really doing? Actually, some time ago, there was a guy who was able to put dye in the meridians and found them. But it wasn't until recently that that experiment, I think, has been duplicated. And so now it's been, I think, proven that these meridian channels exist. And they're extremely fine. And they channel the flow of energy and information relayed by biophotons, which are electromagnetic waves of light, and DNA. And it's believed that ill health is caused by blocking the energy in the flow of those channels. Mm-hmm. So basically what we're doing with EFT is we're taking a thought, holding a thought, and then tapping on, it's a particular kind of thought. I mean, choosing the target is important. So taking that thought and then tapping on the meridians while you're thinking the thought, and that unblocks the channel and creates ease and health and well-being.
So let's talk about emotional health. Who normally comes to see you on a regular basis? Is somebody's experiencing a certain type of emotion or negative experience that, or is it all over the place?
It's kind of all over the place. Because EFT is effective for so many different kinds of things. And a lot of times people find me because they're looking for somebody particularly skilled in EFT, but I do work with a variety of different things. I think a lot of times people come because sometimes it's a health issue or they're stuck emotionally. On the health issues, a lot of times they've been to the traditional route and they're looking for something different because nothing else has worked or they're not getting the kind of relief they want. And they find out that EFT can be done on yourself. That's mm-hmm. one of the beauties of EFT is you learn it and then you can actually do it on yourself and you're not dependent on a teacher or a practitioner or somebody. So I do get people who are looking for either somebody who to teach them or they've done it and they've hit a wall with it and they're looking for somebody to take them to a new place with it. Also people who want to succeed in life in some way where they're not in a relationship or career or financially or something like that. And also people who feel like they're stuck in terms of their beliefs. They know that they've got limiting beliefs that are holding them back because EFT is really good at addressing that.
So there's so much conversation. Clearly, like when we have a physical, let's say disease or illness, we talk about it. We can be very public about it. And we can get a lot of emotional support when we publicly state that, you know, I'm going through this illness or have this situation. But on the emotional side, not so much, because there's still tends to be the stigma of, oh, if I feel these negative emotions, something's wrong with me and I'm going to be judged as one of those people. And there's this label of mental illness that has a stigma attached to it. So part of why I want to bring you and some others to the forefront is to really invite all of us to talk about this, to really get in one with our emotions. And I think one is that emotions aren't always going to be positive. Two, sometimes negative emotions are okay, and maybe they're telling us something, and we just need to be present with those emotions and listen and let them pass. But sometimes negative emotions really are a hang-up. But if we don't maybe publicly state them or know that there's some of these methodologies for being able to really positively impact them without something being wrong with us, it can make a huge difference. So I think what I heard you just say is that EFT can be used for, you know, maybe something that, you know, maybe serious depression or anxiety or PTSD and maybe some of these other conditions we may find ourselves. But beyond some of those more serious ones, it sounds like it's very beneficial just when we have maybe we are feeling a lot of resentfulness for something and we just can't, or someone, and we just can't get over it. Maybe a breakup or something. And it's really kind of ruling our world because we're hung up on it. So is EFT, for example, something we can use to help us work through some of these these emotions that are kind of holding us back from just living?
Exactly. Exactly. To me, the quality of our emotional life really it's sort of the same to me as the quality of our life experience. When we're not feeling good emotionally, then our days are not as fun. They're mm-hmm. not as enjoyable. And so emotional health is really central. And also, it's been proven that emotions have to do with your physical health. And so if you have an emotional issue and you let it go for too long, sometimes it can start to affect you physically. So yeah, it's a good idea to try and keep ourselves clear emotionally. And the thing is, we never had a tool really like this before. I think I have clients sometimes who come in and when they get to a zero, when they really complete a piece of work, sometimes they're sort of stunned and they say, you know, I think I've never felt like this before. And maybe they did when they were young, but they've kind of accumulated so much emotional crud. And when you start dropping it, it just feels so good. So yeah, to know that no matter where you are in your life, there are times when we go through more challenges. And so things are more difficult. And EFT is good for those times. But yes, also the times when life is sweeter, we can use it on a regular basis to really keep things clean and flowing and keep ourselves happier.
Mm-hmm. And we can use it on ourselves. So once we use the technique. But so that's what I love about EFT is that it is a tool that can be used in many different situations. Number one, like when you and I work together, it was a really good sort of augment to some talk therapy. So yes. We would talk, we would use EFT, and it was sort of that work together. So to me, it sort of amplified, facilitated, increased the velocity of what maybe just normal talk therapy would do on its own.
Exactly.
And there was sort of the sensation of it too, that was for me, I experienced the soothing nature of it. So as we would talk and I would tap, my nervous system would calm down And sometimes just even some of the tapping would allow like an emotional rush or a crying spurt or something to flow through, but it was the soothing at the same time. So I loved EFT for that reason as talk therapy, but which would be with a therapist or obviously with a professional, but also something to do at home. So we can, once you learn the technique, right, you can, anytime maybe you're feeling something or you feel out of sorts or maybe some stress, EFT can be a really great stress management tool, correct?
Yes, and just great for emotional self-care. You know, we think about, oh, we need to eat right, we need to exercise, we need to sleep. But EFT can be that piece of your self-care that you use to take care of your emotions. And you could do a little of that every day to keep yourself soothed. And actually, it does, it's been scientifically proven that it calms the amygdala, it helps reverse the production of cortisol. What it does is it sends a signal to the amygdala that everything's okay and calms the reptilian brain and actually helps you think better because it allows the forebrain to open up. And so it's good for creativity. It's good for things like giving speeches, going for job interviews. It's good for all kinds of things.
So on the stress management side, just to calm the nervous system, but then also on the even taking it the step further is like to for performance. Mm-hmm. So it has a long range from very therapeutic to, you know, from a therapy side of the equation to really address maybe some more serious issues all the way up to just enhance performance.
It's the interesting thing, Christina, is it's useful for physical things, for emotional things, for performance, for creativity, for the list is very long, and for all kinds of physical issues, all kinds of emotional issues. And sometimes my students, I teach, and they'll say, well, you know, why is it that it can address so many things? How can one thing be good for all those things? And the answer is, it's the meridian system. The meridian system can affect all of those things.
Well, there's a reason why acupuncture works. So when I get acupuncture as an alternative therapy and I get it on a regular basis, I now can feel the difference. The energy flows. Like I can feel the blocks. And so I go in, I get acupuncture because I can't describe it necessarily, but something's blocked. Things aren't flowing right. So I go in, I get acupuncture. She does her assessment or diagnostic. She puts the needles in me. We're going to have her on a podcast here soon too. And after, you know, and then I chill out for a while, I go to into Aculand and then I come back out and I just feel different because the energy's flowing. Mm-hmm. Can't explain it, mm-hmm. but it works. And so EFT is a way for me to have a very similar sensation at home. Mm-hmm. So it's something, again, you're working on these different points, I guess meridian points or however you describe it. And it changes some energy flow or soothes the nervous system or a combination of both, where I just notice that all of a sudden things flow better. So I'm less blocked. Either I feel less blocked or like you said, on the creativity side, like things just flow more creatively, which is, I guess, once you break the block, the energy, when you get to more of the state of flow. So EFT is a really great thing where I can go through a few different, you know, just doing it on myself two or three times. And all of a sudden I'm in a totally different space.
Yes, and I think what you're talking about is, you know, we're part of life itself, and we're supposed to be, I think, in the flow of life. And when we get in the flow of life, life becomes easy. Things come more naturally to us. My experience, and I know a lot of my clients too, experience synchronicities where life just seems to work out. You need something and somebody hands it to you or brings it to you and you didn't even have to ask for it, or you have too many items to do on your list and something just gets taken care of, gets off your plate and, you know, sort of magically disappears or whatever. It seems to affect, like I say, the quality of life itself, because we get back in the flow of life and things open up for us.
And it really is about flow, that you're right, when things are flowing. And emotionally, we get blocked, and we can get blocked pretty easily. And it's so easy to ruminate on things. And, you know, it's hard to let things go without realizing that having some simple tools can really assist and break through where we don't have to stay stuck, or we don't have to stay stuck as mm-hmm. long. Or sometimes you don't even realize you're having certain feelings until all of a sudden you have this flush and it's all flushed out. It's like, oh my gosh, like you said, I never knew I could feel this good.
And EFT really can open up all those kinds of channels and just get you thinking entirely differently. A lot of times people will do EFT and after they do it, they think, why was I even hung up on that in the first place? How come I don't even get why that bothered me? That's nothing. And it just, the problem disappears.
Well, I have to admit, when I was so desperate when I came to you because I tried all these other modalities that didn't work. And I'd heard about EFT somewhere. Somebody said, have you tried EFT? And I was such in a desperate state that I would have tried anything. So I was like, okay, this sounds way airy-fairy, but what the hell, you know, I'll try anything at this point. So I came to see you and it really was magical because, you know, being somewhat of a skeptic and being very pragmatic type that I am and very much a left brain analytical type A type. But I'm so happy that I came across you and had this experience because as airy-fairy as it sounds, it's really effective. And it sounds now like you have the science behind it to describe and explain why it works, as opposed to maybe several years back, it wasn't so obvious. We just had to kind of go through it and have our own experience to believe it to be true.
And it does look funny. I mean, if you don't know what it is, here you are tapping your face and tapping your chest and, you know, like it looks very funny. So yes, before we had the science, I think people had to just kind of go with it. But once you have the experience, it's undeniable. When you really get what it does, it's like, wow, you know.
So how long have you been, tell me sort of the genesis of what introduced you to EFT, and now you're a leading practitioner and teacher of EFT in the world. So tell me about this journey.
Well, I have this friend named Mike. And Mike is very cool. And if Mike is into something, it's always interesting. And we used to have lunch every couple months. So I'm having lunch with Mike and he's telling me about how the phone rang at his office. And they said, oh, one of our employees is down with back pain and can't get up. And can you go help her? And he said, sure. So he's walking down the hall and he's thinking to himself, wait a minute, I'm a training guy. He's working at this corporation as a trainer. So what am I supposed to do for somebody with back pain? Although he also knew neurolinguistic programming, and maybe that's why they called him. Anyway, so he goes to her and she's flat on her back, can't get up. And he says, well, I just learned this thing. And he taps and she gets up and walks off and is fine. And then he told me his wife, Terry, sprained her ankle. And then they tapped and she was fine. And somebody else sprained their ankle and they were fine. And I'm looking at him thinking, you know, he's giving me this line of, you know, BS. And it's like, so what's the joke or what's the, and he goes, no, these things happen. I said, no, they didn't happen. What's the point? What are you trying to tell me? And he goes, no, these things happen. He said, this is your kind of thing. You'd really like it. It's called EFT. You should check it out. So this is when Gary had his free manual, which is actually not available anymore like that. But anyway, I went and I read it and I already knew what applied kinesiology was and acupuncture. And it's a combination of the two. So I understood what it was, but it was like, wow, okay, really? So I started doing it on myself, and what I did was every morning and every night, I would ask myself a single question. What is bothering me most right now, physically or emotionally? And I would pinpoint it, and I would tap. And every time I did that, one of two things happened. Either it got kind of better, or it went away completely. And it was so weird and bizarre, I wasn't telling anybody. I did this for 2 months without telling anybody, but I was fascinated by it. And then one day, a friend and colleague named Cindy came over, and she came in the door. I said, how are you doing? And she said, I hurt like hell. I said, what is the matter? And she said, well, she'd had chronic back trouble for years, but it hadn't bothered her in a long time. But the weekend before, she went out on a boat on the lake, and the boat went up high on a wake and came down real hard, and it slapped her rear end. And she said, oh, I am in so much pain. I said, well, you know, like on a scale of 0 to 10, she said, oh, it's a 10. I can't think. I can't concentrate. I just hurt. And I said, well, I just learned this thing. You want me to show you? And she said, yeah. So we tapped. And she stands up and starts waltzing around my living room going, Kay, it's a 2, it's a 2. And in the manual, Gary says, stay with it till it's a 0. And I said, well, let's, you know, see about it. She said, can you get it to a 0? I said, I have no clue what I'm doing. I have no idea what's going on. So we tap and it goes to 0. And she stands up and she's like wiggling around trying to make it hurt. And she can't make it hurt. So she said it never came back except a year later she was on an airplane and a guy got in next to her and he was really aggressive and really angry and she felt threatened and that pain came for a moment and she tapped and it went away and it hasn't come back since. And she'd been to a bunch of different people prior to that. So this does not always happen, okay? This is called, Gary Craig calls this a 1-minute wonder, and these do not always happen, but they happen sometimes. And then right after that, there was somebody with the flu and we tapped and the person had a remarkable recovery. And these two events, there were 2 1-minute wonders in a row. And they so got my attention that I became kind of obsessed trying to figure out what is this? Like, how can this be happening? You know? And, you know, long story short, it was like hand in glove, perfect fit for me and for my interests. And so I, got a variety of certifications and training. I just dedicated myself to it.
And is this pretty much what you focus on now?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I train, I have practice, and then I also train people, train the public and also psychotherapists. And yeah, that's what I do. And take people to certification too.
Yeah, and what a lovely tool for psychotherapists to use in their practice and either assists or different tools to help them help people.
And also coaches use it, life coaches use it, teachers use it, a huge range of different people use it, massage therapists use it. It's used around the world. It's one of Gary's students says that it's the people's, I should call it the people's tool or the people's method. It should be, you know, Gary wants it to be so familiar that it's kind of like, you know, if you hiccup, you know, you should drink water, that if you do anything, you should tap. Like if I burn myself in the kitchen, I tap. I actually had the experience of like spraining an ankle, really hurting my ankle once and tapped. And it just made a huge difference. So, you know, when I injure myself, I go to it right away. Because think about it. It's now that we understand about the meridians, if you get those channels open right away, the chance for healing is much greater. And I think, you know, like when I sprained my ankle that time, I hurt myself. I had a pair of shoes on. And when I bought those shoes, I thought, oh, I should be careful with these shoes. I'm not sure I should buy them. So then when I hurt myself, I kind of started being hard on myself. I was like, well, you know, you idiot. You said to yourself, if you bought these shoes, you know, and I tapped on that. I was like, I don't need to beat myself up. Mm-hmm. I don't need. So I cleaned it. I worked on the pain. I worked on how I was beating myself up. I worked on all of it. And it healed much more rapidly than I think it would have otherwise.
And it's funny you say that. I've not thought of EFT for healing. And that makes a lot of sense. You know, the more I'm delving into this and truly believe, since I, based on working with you and these alternative therapies, what I learned going through the process is that if at the beginning of my search for trying to feel better, both physically and emotionally, I kept going to different doctors, therapists, or whatever, saying, fix me, fix me, fix me. And I kept going to these places believing that they had the answer to fix me. And, you know, traditional doctors, for example, on the physical side, the way they fix is they listen to the symptom and then they give you some medication. So, but, you know, what I learned eventually, and I think so much part, again, of my own personal transformation from being so sick to where I am now, is learning that we heal ourselves. We're responsible for our healing. We're responsible, and we have the power. It's a responsibility in the sense that doctors aren't God. They can't fix us, but we can fix ourselves with the assists of doctors and practitioners like yourself, and then different tools and learning these different therapies and treatments and methods and, you know, the awesome tools that we have available to us today. But it's from the inside out. It's not from the outside that's going to fix us inside. So it makes so much sense to me now that you're saying that. I'm so glad you shared that, because I do think we have the power to heal ourselves. So EFT as a technique, it totally makes sense that we can, if nothing else, working on the meridians and the channels, that'd be one thing. But even if not that, just going through the practice would be like this time out or this space where I'm going to focus on healing my body. I'm going to focus on this. Just putting the mind attention and intention and using the tool of EFT, the technique of EFT, as the assist to go through this. So I'm going to practice this from now on, because it totally makes sense. Like, yeah, because it's sometimes hard. Like, how do I think about how I'm going to heal my sprained ankle? Well, if you can tap through it, it gives something to do as you're sort of going through that process of focusing the attention on healing that area of the body.
Exactly. And emotions are such an important component of that. You know, a lot of people, I've studied a lot of the books of spontaneous healings, and a lot of times they're not spontaneous. People have worked for a while and then it looks like a miracle. But pretty much all those people, everything that I've read about that, people say they visualize themselves well, and they felt themselves well. And sometimes if you don't feel good, it's hard to be able to imagine feeling well again. And one of the things that EFT can do is help clear some of that emotional stuff in the way of being able to believe that you could be well again and to feel that you could be well again and to imagine that for yourself. And I think that I believe that when we imagine that, we help instruct the brain and the body to go in that direction. And so I think EFT is, it's useful for so many things because we do see with EFT, a lot of times a person will be looking at it one way. For example, even if somebody, we haven't talked about it for relationships, it's awesome for relationships. Say two people are in some kind of conflict. The first person can use EFT to tap on it for themselves. And as they do it, as I mentioned before, you get out of your hindbrain and into your forebrain. And when that happens, your capacity to think about the problem changes. And so a lot of times the way the person will see the whole issue transforms. And so then when they go into that relationship again, they're so different that the dynamic has to be different. It changes and is better. So there's so many applications for it because it changes your brain, it changes your body, it changes your biochemistry. We don't even know really all the good that it does.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds like a lot of it on the physical side with the meridians, the channels, just the energy flow, you know, maybe releasing some blocks. Also, maybe just moving like that on the stress management side, moving out of the sympathetic to more of the parasympathetic.
Exactly.
So when I tap, that's usually when I tap, when I'm just feeling some stress or a little bit of, you know, just a little bit of anxiety, stress, tenseness. And so if I tap real quick, I have a meditation practice daily, but meditation's like sitting down for 20 minutes once or twice a day. And there's that whole, you know, it's a space and time and it's more of a practice. And I think it helps overall on so many levels. And maybe we can talk about that in a second. But tapping, what I like about tapping, it's very quick. Like in 3 minutes, I can go through and just calm my nervous system.
Yep.
And maybe sometimes focusing on breathing can help that, but there's something about the tapping. There's this soothing aspect of tapping that when I tap, my nervous system knows you're okay. And I can all of a sudden, just like at the snap of my fingers going through this a few times, I'm okay. I go from this stressful, tense in the sympathetic kind of fight or flight state because that's, mm-hmm. I'm in just that sort of stressful situation to, I'm totally good. Like I feel great.
And it does do that. I mean, there are research studies that show what it does in terms of changing the chemistry. And so it's not placebo. It actually really is doing something. Yeah.
And then I like the other thing you said too, which I hadn't really thought about outside of the pain. I'm going to totally use it next time I hurt myself, maybe to get rid of the sunburn from my vacation. But the other thing you said that is really, I think, profound is this emotional health piece is how powerful our emotions are. And not just how we feel every day, but sort of how it relates to how we physically feel physically or just how we are physically and how when we can use EFT in connection with how we're feeling, it has all these physical benefits also.
Yeah, there's a whole spiritual component too. If you think of your emotions like being at different levels, like at the lowest level, you have fear, guilt, shame, and then a little higher, you have worry and anger, and then you have kind of just being neutral or comfortable. And then up the top, you have joy and love and gratitude and the higher emotions. You know, when you operate at those higher emotions, a little bit like what I was saying earlier, you connect with life, you connect with something different and your life can unfold in a different way. And so you can use EFT to raise the level of your emotional expression and experience. And it affects your cells. It affects your inner life, physically and psychologically, but it also, it plays out in your outer life.
So let's say we have, a lot of people listening who want to get started or experiment or try this. How do people get started with EFT? Where do they go to learn about it, read about it, study it, try it?
Let me say one more thing before that.
Okay.
Which I meant to say earlier and I forgot. And that is when you're saying, you know, you can do it kind of a few minutes here and there. Mm-hmm. I think of EFT as being useful in using it three different ways. One is it's nice when you wake up in the morning to tap just to kind of reset your system. in the first place. The second is you can do it like a practice. I've been a lifelong meditator. And when I found EFT, I wanted to spend a chunk of time on it because there's something called the personal peace procedure. And it's where you make a list of the things that bother you. And then you prioritize them. You rate them on a scale of 0 to 10, and you take the tens first. And then you just take one a day or two a day. And when I wanted to start doing that, I thought, well, how am I going to find the time to do this? So what I did was, for a while, I replaced my meditation time. Actually, for about 3 years, I replaced my meditation time with getting up in the morning and actually making a practice of doing EFT and working on my personal peace procedure and on other things during that time. And then the other way to use it is on the fly. Something, you know, happens during the day and it bothers you, and you can just, you know, use it. Another way, actually, I like to use it instead of now, I also meditate now and do EFT. I like just setting my, I set my phone timer for 10 minutes and I just go to town for 10 minutes with EFT. And it's amazing what you can do in 10 minutes of tapping. So in terms of how to find out about it, you can go to my website, which is eftaustin.com, eftaustin.com. Also, the founder's website is emofree.com. It's a very good resource. Those are actually the best. The gold standard EFT is what I really recommend. There's a lot of watered down EFT in the world. When Gary Craig first came out with it, he encouraged people to experiment with it, you know, whatever, and it's turned into a lot of mishmash. And so my recommendation is stick with pure EFT, because there's just a lot of stuff out there that's all mixed up.
So you mentioned meditation. Mm-hmm. And how does EFT and meditation, it sounds like you use both of these practices on a regular basis. And to me, there's a lot of similarities. So meditation, for me, there's so many healing benefits and just overall benefits from helping with some maybe anxiety, depression, some different things we might find ourselves in, to just calming our nervous system, to producing more creativity and flow, to performance, like very broad range, like EFT. And EFT, like you said, has sort of this broad spectrum as well as to the overall, how it can help in so many different ways. How do you, I mean, since you're a practitioner of both, how do you apply both to your life? Like where would one serve in one place and the other would serve in another?
What I get from meditation, they're very similar. They do produce a lot of the same gifts. You know, they both calm your nervous system. They're both healing to the body and restorative. They both can produce amazing creativity and also solve problems. You can sit in meditation and sometimes you just know the answer to something. And that happens with EFT. You can tap and get answers to things. They both open up to the flow. What I think I get from meditation that I don't get from EFT is being able to go sort of into an altered state for an extended period of time and into it depends on how you want to think about it, but sort of into the allness, the all that is. You know, the quantum field, and also guided imagery and things like that are readily done in a meditative state. I've not tried that with EFT. If you're actually tapping on yourself, it's a little harder to go into those deep mystical states. Mm-hmm. However, EFT gives me things, I think, too, that I don't get from meditation, like being able to address something very quickly on the fly like that. It's very rapid. I think I can make changes faster sometimes, for sure, with EFT than I can with meditation. So I actually think they're both important. I actually tell all my EFT clients that at this point in time, I think people who live in our society, my personal opinion is everybody needs to learn to meditate. And the reason is because we're so amped up, we're so hyped up, our systems aren't getting a chance to really relax, mm-hmm. to go from autonomic to sympathetic or vice versa, whatever, I get them mixed up, but, you know, into that deeply relaxed state. And, you know, I think one of the things that happened with you was your body got stressed out from just going and going and going, you know, and I see that with some of my clients. It's like we push, push, push. Our particular culture is so biased toward performance, toward success, toward, you know, doing the next whatever. And not all cultures are like that. So our bodies here get pushed harder. And because of that, I think we need tools like EFT and meditation to help counter that.
And I totally agree with you. And we do. We have so much stress and constant pinging, and it's so fast paced, and there's all this pressure and performance and achievement and success. And I don't know, life is just really fast this day. I just got back from Panama, and it's such a juxtaposition. So I really enjoy going to these very slow cultures because it's important, because I notice myself, like, holy cow, my energy, like that in velocity in the States, is so fast. Even though I meditate every day, even though I practice my EFT, I do those, like you said, because I'm very aware that I need those interruptions. Because if not, this sort of lifestyle here will own us. Mm-hmm. So like you said, it's really important in this age, our culture, to make sure we have these additional practices and tools to sort of help balance out the constant noise and velocity. But it was really amazing. It's just that reminder going down to these cultures, like, oh, what real relaxation feels like, and pulling up myself out of the environment. It's like, wow, you know, even me, when I'm very conscious of it these days, because I'm very aware now of my limitations, and a certain way of life is not sustainable. So I have to manage that consciously. Even though I'm very conscious, it's hard to be aware of this reality we're in without removing myself from it and observing it. So totally agree with you that even when you're conscious, we're in it. And so we need to make sure that we're taking care, like this self-care piece.
Exactly.
And what I like what you said about the self-care, that I think a big takeaway for everyone, is there's more obvious. I mean, I think it's very clear, the self-care piece on the physical side. Like, yeah, we need to take care of ourselves. We need to eat healthy. We need to just do nice things for ourselves and in meditation or whatever we may do, but more on the physical side, exercise, eat well, have good relationships. But there's a self-care on the emotional side. And you said that early on. It's like, that's a big aha. Like, it's so important that we need to put attention and intention about taking care of our emotional health, to constantly have some practices and use some tools. It's always, because it's always work. There's always, life is fast, like you said, or things happen and stressors happen. And sometimes these emotional feelings get stuck and we can't work through them. So it's another obligation in the self-care realm to take care of our emotional health. And EFT is a really good mechanism for doing so.
It really is.
Well, we're kind of at the end of our time here together. Is there any final comments or thoughts that you'd love to share to wrap us up?
Well, I think that a lot of people think that they don't have time and can't make time for something like this. And they also think it's going to take a lot of time and energy to make an improvement and get better. And I just want to speak to those. What you just said about emotional health is critical. I think appreciating that you need to take care of your emotional health just like any other part of your body or a psyche, whatever, your life. And so, you know, can you set aside 10 minutes a day to do something for your emotional life? And it doesn't have to be EFT. It could be something else. It could be journaling or something. But really taking care of your, giving attention to your emotional life, checking in with yourself and seeing how you are, you know, maybe 20 minutes a day, but something. And also, EFT offers the possibility of change that's faster than you might realize if you're not familiar with EFT. And so one never knows when they use EFT what's going to happen. We don't know the speed. You know, there's no guarantee. But compared to many other methods, it's so much faster. And so there's the possibility that if you were to explore EFT and give it some time every day, that you might really make some headway and be really appreciative of what EFT could give you.
Absolutely. And, you know, one final comment, that once you learn EFT, it's free. You know, I mean, you really can learn the technique. And I do recommend working with a practitioner like yourself if you have something you really need to work through, to have that assist, to have that someone alongside you to help, really help facilitate an outcome, a desired outcome, especially if we feel stuck or we're really hung up on some sort of emotional issue or something, like I said, sometimes a breakup or something that you know, really would help work through some of these emotions that are really deep and strong at the moment. But, you know, beyond that, once you learn it, you can take it with you everywhere. And that's why I love EFT, is that it's always with you.
That's right. And your own two hands,
right.
You're empowered.
Exactly. Exactly. All right. Well, thank you. What I'd love to do, we'll wrap up the podcast. And do you mind doing a little EFT demonstration? Maybe we can do a quick little video and we can add that to the to the show notes and just do a quick demo of
That'd
what EFT looks like.
That'd be great.
Yay. All right. Well, thank you, Kay. As always, you're amazing. Thank you for the work that you do. Thank you for everything that you did for me personally. I mean, a heartfelt thanks, and I wouldn't be here if it weren't for you.
Thank you, Christina. And thank you for having me here.
You're welcome. I hope you learned something new in my conversation with Kay. If you'd like to learn more about her or EFT, be sure to check out the show notes at wealthywealthy.life. I'll also include a Facebook video that I did with Kay where we actually showed the practice of EFT. So you can pick up the technique just by watching the video. Before I close, I'd like to announce a special giveaway. As you know, I love hearing your feedback. So for the entire month of August, if you leave a review on iTunes with the hashtag WealthyWealthy, I'll enter your name to win a free copy of my own signature journal called WealthyWealthy I Flag It Journal. And I'll announce the winner in September. Next up is Brian Richards. We talk about the importance of heat and light therapy and about his brand called Sauna Space. I have one. You don't want to miss this episode. It's really fun, and I know you'll learn a lot. Here's to a wealthy, wealthy life. See you next time.